Hello, my name is Nate, and today we'll be talking about what examples of global citizenship do you see in your community? Well, I remember when there was a fire here in Sonoma County, there was a lot of people who weren't from around here who came to help us. When times got really tough, people from all different places would come and just put out food and clothes and blankets and all sorts of other things just to keep the community happy and safe and everything. And I also saw a lot of positivity. There wasn't a lot of negativity. Everyone tried to stay really positive, but then after a while, after everything started settling down, they started pointing fingers, and that's just not good. So, but I was always wondering, you know, why help people when times get tough? Why don't we just do this consistently? Like, for example, like Africa. Everyone thinks Africa is always in need, and they always everyone tries to help Africa just because of what they have heard about Africa. And most of the things people hear about these places is just negative things, which just supports the danger of a one-sided story. So one-sided stories are not the best to listen to, but also say there was someone you saw who was struggling and no one else helped them. Would you try to help them? Even why does it take one voice to start something big, but no one wants to do it? Well, who knows? But that's just the danger of a one-sided story. And something we have talked about in class a lot is what we call drowning child. We have covered this topic a lot, but it just, I don't know. Also, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, I feel like it should apply. Everyone should have the freedom of speech, everything. But I still wonder why people just don't listen to those. Also, we did a topic of folk and pop culture things. And we'd take just cultured items and just kind of put them in categories of if it's from one place, if it could become popular somewhere else, or if it's like a worldwide thing. I feel like at this point, if you see something that has a distinct look, it should just be categorized as, oh, that just people go straight to, oh, you know, this looks like it's from there, because just what it looks like could be the stereotype of this certain place. Also, stereotypes play a really big part in what it takes to be a global citizen, because, as you know, global citizen means a citizen to the world. So it's very good that we have people who are willing to not only help their community, but help communities around the world. So, I feel like we should have more development in other places than instead of just looking at certain places and be like, oh, they're helpless. Like push and pull factors of, well, this place has this, but why are people leaving? Why do they strive for better? How can we make other places better? How can we improve on living situations and all of these things? But global citizens do help that a lot, and it's really great that the people do that. So what it takes to be a global citizen, it just takes a lot of effort and work and dedication to doing what's right. So, yeah, goodbye.